A funding shortage is limiting the ability of the Shot in the Dark organization to continue its work in Arizona in needle exchange or syringe service programs. Advocates say that could lead to deeper problems of addiction and cause HIV and hepatitis C outbreaks. During the 2019 session, lawmakers considered legislation that may have made a difference, but a bill didn't advance. With me to talk about needle exchange efforts and what could be next is Haley Coles. She's founder and executive director of Sonoran Prevention Works, a group that, among other things, runs the statewide overdose education and naloxone distribution program. Haley, let's begin with Shot in the Dark. It's an all-volunteer program. Why is it important to support it?
This organization is saving the city, the county, and the state millions and millions of dollars in averted HIV and hepatitis C costs, yet it is not supported in the way it needs to be.
What's the biggest misperception of needle exchange programs?
There are quite a few.
Okay.
And I'll start by saying that these programs have been evidence-based for over 50 years worldwide. In the 90s, different presidential administrations did meta-analyses of studies showing that these programs work and they are effective for a lot of different levels. But despite all of that evidence, some of the big misperceptions are that it is that syringe service programs enable people who use drugs to continue using drugs, that people who use drugs don't want the help, and that if we withhold syringes from them, they won't inject. There is plenty of evidence that shows that that's not the case. If somebody is experiencing a substance use disorder, it's not as simple as saying, well, I can't access a syringe, so I just won't use today. What has been proven over and over and over again is that people will utilize a syringe, whether it's sterile or not, whether it's been used once, whether it's been used 20, 30, 40 times.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with the legislation? What was the proposed, what did it have in it? And it strikes me as that this should be a nonpartisan issue. Not every Republican, not every Democrat is going to like it, but it seems like many on both sides would. So what would the legislation have done, or perhaps in the next session, what could it do? And what's the holdup?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. This is not a partisan issue. The most recent laws that have been passed in different states throughout the country supporting syringe service programs are conservative states. They've been signed into law by conservative governors. So we're talking North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, when Vice President Pence was the governor of that state after one of the worst HIV outbreaks in American history occurred in Indiana in 2015. So the legislation would protect those who are operating the programs to be able to operate in peace, understanding that they are a public health entity, so they would not be at risk for being charged with distribution of paraphernalia. Those who utilize syringe service programs to stay safe would be really incentivized to tell law enforcement when they have syringes on them if they come into contact with law enforcement. We know that law enforcement are at high risk for accidental needle sticks. And oftentimes people are afraid to tell law enforcement that they have syringes on them. So this legislation would actually encourage people who have syringes on them to let officers know that there's a syringe on them, thereby increasing officer safety and reducing the chances for needle stick. The legislation does not ask for any state funding. We're simply asking that it be crystal clear in the law that syringe service programs are allowed to operate, understanding that they reduce costly infections, they reduce overdose, and they're a conduit to any positive change, including treatment and recovery.
What's the holdup in terms of, is it a perception issue, as I started with asking the misperceptions of these programs?
I think absolutely that's a huge part of it. There is not a lot of there's not a high level of understanding around what syringe service programs do and how they hit all of these different crises that we're experiencing right now. So understanding that, no, they are not just free needle programs that encourage people to use drugs. They are programs who meet people where they're at, help them to make any positive change, and increase community safety. They save costs, and they really give people who access them an opportunity to take personal responsibility. So I think that those points are missed about what syringe service programs do. I think that it's also misperceived to be some kind of liberal program when, again, the last several states who have passed these laws have been conservative. The president came out with a national plan to end HIV specifically recommended syringe service programs and also called out Maricopa County as being one of the top counties in the nation for new HIV diagnoses. The CDC has also declared Mojave County to be in the top 5% of counties at risk for an HIV or hepatitis C outbreak due to needle sharing. So I think that looking at the data and looking at the trends, who has been passing syringe service programs and how have they been working, Arizona fits right in to the need for these programs, and it's consistent with our values. I'm ashamed as an Arizonan that leadership has not supported these programs.
And that is Haley Coles. She is founder and executive director of Sonoran Prevention Works. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.